Numbers chapter 36 and beginning in verse 1, we'll read the whole chapter. These are the words of the living and true God. Now the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near and spoke before Moses and before the leaders, the chief fathers of the children of Israel. And they said, "The Lord commanded my Lord Moses to give the land as an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. Now if they are married to any of the sons of other tribes of the children of Israel, then their inheritance will be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and it will be added to the inheritance of the tribe into which they marry. So it will be taken from the lot of our inheritance. And when the jubilee of the children of Israel comes, then their inheritance will be added to the inheritance of the tribe into which they marry. So their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers." Then Moses commanded the children of Israel, according to the word of the Lord, saying, "What the tribe of the sons of Joseph speaks is right. This is what the Lord commands concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, 'Let them marry whom they think best, but they may marry only within the family of their father's tribe.' So the inheritance of the children of Israel shall not change hands from tribe to tribe, for every one of the children of Israel shall keep the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers, and every daughter who possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be the wife of one of the family of her father's tribe, so that the children of Israel each may possess the inheritance of his fathers. Thus no inheritance shall change hands from one tribe to another, but every tribe of the children of Israel shall keep its own inheritance. Just as the Lord commanded Moses, so did the daughters of Zelophehad for Mahlah, Tirzah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Noah. The daughters of Zelophehad were married to the sons of their father's brothers. They were married into the families of the children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of their father's family. These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded the children of Israel by the hand of Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho." And those are the words of the Lord. And here we remember from chapter 27 what the sons of Manasseh talked about, that the inheritance of the tribes, and specifically to Zelophehad, was that his inheritance was to go to his daughters. He had no sons, and that was the law that God gave, because normally each family has sons, because they had usually a lot of children, and the inheritance goes to the firstborn and then to the rest of the sons. The firstborn gets a double portion, and then the rest of the sons get the other portion. But here, no sons. He only had daughters, and so the Lord said, "Then they are to receive the inheritance." And so now there's this question of what if they marry into another tribe? If they marry into another tribe, that means that inheritance that they had will be taken into another tribe, and that inheritance the Lord promised to each of the tribes now is changed, right? And so what they're asking about is, well, how do we prevent that? We can't lose our inheritance, because then God's command will and promise will be thwarted. And so here they determine that these daughters need to marry within their own tribe, and so that the inheritance isn't lost. And then verse 13, the conclusion of Numbers, the commandments, the judgments from the Lord as they sat to the east of the Jordan awaiting the time to enter the promised land. And of course, this shows us today in the church a few things. Of course, about our inheritance, Peter says, "Blessed be the Lord," through Peter says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." And as the book of Hebrews teaches us, that we receive as God's children a homeland. We're seeking a homeland that is that we do not have, we don't see right now, we don't experience right now, but we have it guaranteed to us, our inheritance, which is a better country, a heavenly one, in which we will see and be in the presence of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, in glory forever and ever. And that's our hope, beloved, and only hope for you if you're in union with Jesus Christ. And then one more application, maybe a distant application. Here would be the command that we are not to be unequally yoked. When we're seeking to marry someone, we should be in our own tribe. We should be with in the church. If we are Christians, we should marry other Christians. All right? And so that's maybe a distant application to what we find here, but one nonetheless. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we give you praise today for your good news. The good news of what awaits as a guarantee to all your children, that of a heavenly country that even Abraham looked forward to when he talked and spoke of the promised land, or as he heard it from you, Lord. Father, we give you praise that we look forward to a heavenly country, one in which we remember that here we are strangers and aliens or foreigners, but you are bringing us at the right time in accordance with the days that are numbered for us. You are bringing us to your presence, your full presence of your light and glory, like we heard last Lord's Day in 2 Chronicles. We give you praise for your word, and we give you praise for the glory of Jesus Christ, your Son, who dwells in unapproachable light, who is our God, and who sits on the throne as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We give you praise that He is our Savior as we celebrate today in this, as we partake of the Lord's Supper in a few moments. We ask that you would bless us in this sacrament, reminding us that Christ gave everything because of your love, Lord, to us eternally. You have loved us from all eternity, all of your children. And so you did not spare him, you did not hold Jesus back, but you delivered him, you first sent him, and he willingly took on this ministry of living a perfect righteous life and dying on the on the cross to satisfy perfectly our debt of sin. And we give you praise that he was not spared, but delivered over for us all, that in him we might have all things. And Father, we give you praise today for all your servants who serve the Lord throughout the world. We ask that you would grant in the worship that is happening, that you would grant to them a love, a greater love, just as we pray here, a greater love for your Son, Jesus Christ, that we would see him for who he is, and that we would love him, not only for what he has done, but for who he is as our God and Lord and Savior. Father, we ask that you would bless us today as we consider our sin. Father, we as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we do remember our sin. We have sinned against you. And there is none who have not sinned, of course, except for the God-man, Jesus Christ, your Son. And yet, Father, we give you praise for him. We ask that you would cause us even now to contemplate, as we prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper, help us to contemplate our sin, as we were instructed to do last Lord's Day. And that you would help us to see that we have put other gods and made other gods before you, and we have made images and idols and lifted them up in our minds and our hearts. Father, we have taken your name in vain. We have not honored you with all of our words. We have not proclaimed in the gospel, the good news, when we've had opportunity. And so even we've talked about your word, perhaps, but we have joked around with it. Father, and how we have sinned against you in that, not honoring and revering you as the God who sits on the throne in glory. Father, we have not worked diligently in hard 6 days. There are times where we stole time and from our employers, and we have sometimes been lazy. We ask that you would Help us to be diligent in our work and forgive us of that sin. But also we have broken the Lord's Day and Sabbath day and not focused on worshiping you and resting in you and all of our whole being in you. And so, Father, forgive us. Father, we have not honored our father and our mother. We have stolen and murdered and even been angered in our hearts towards others. Father, forgive us. And Father, we have committed adultery. We have lusted in our hearts. We have gone after other gods in which we do commit adultery even against you and played the harlot. Father, we have lied and slandered and gossiped and we have coveted. Father, we have not loved you and not loved our neighbor as we ought. And so, Father, we come confessing our sin, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sin and cleanse us in Christ Jesus, your Son, by your Spirit, through your Word, who is our Lord and Savior. Father, help us in your Son, even with the Spirit of Christ now, that you would give us a hatred of our sin and a love for righteousness and holiness, and that is in accordance with your Word and will. And Father, we ask now that you would be with us, that you would strengthen us in our souls and encourage us today. Show us your power and exalt your name. And Father, we plead that you would be with those who are struggling in their body. We pray for Gilmario. We're thankful for the experience that he had with his wife, whatever that was. We ask that you would comfort her in your Son. You would comfort their family in your Son. You would even comfort him if he's aware, been able to be aware in his mind, that you would comfort him with your Son, Jesus Christ. And we're thankful that he believes. And so even if you take him soon, we know we're thankful for his life that you've given for us and the church throughout, and that church in Brazil and even the family here. We praise you for, in that same family, a birth of a new daughter, Brooklyn, and we ask that you would keep her safe and healthy. We also, but more so, we do pray for her soul, even at the earliest of years, that you would cause her, by your mercy, to love and know Jesus Christ as her Savior. We pray the same for the baby boy in the womb of Arian. And we ask that you would be with Lillian today, that you would heal her throat. And also we give you praise for Anna, and that she's hopefully being released today. But we pray that you would heal her in her head, the headache or migraine that she's having. Heal her, Father, with that extraordinary pain that she has. And then, Father, we do pray for Deborah as she worships with the saints and all the other youth at the retreat in Winchester today, that you would bless her and bring her home safely today. May your name be given all glory and praise. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.